Podcast Network Asia.
And yung letting go of that, actually, kasama din yung forgiving yourself for making maybe the wrong decision. But taking with you all the lessons that you learned through the process. It wasn't just a bad experience. So, pulutin mo na lahat ng mapupulot mong gems doon and then bring it to your next decision.
Welcome to another episode of Mishconception. If this is the first time you're listening to this podcast, I hope you will enjoy this special episode that I prepared today. Learning is an endless process and it's part of our adulting. We always strive to improve ourselves, reach our dreams, have all those set of expectations, right? And build our relationships. Along as the journey, we do try hard and we also need to let go. So in this episode, we want to discuss, you know, along those times that you try to reach your dreams, as long as those times that you try to reach your goals, when do you learn to say, I need to push harder? And when do you need to say and tell yourself, I need to drop this? So we'll talk about this in this episode. I am very, very, very fortunate to be joined by Coach Laika Marivilla this evening. So she's an online educator, a motivational speaker, and an author. And on top of that, she also hosts two podcasts called Get Hired and Trying Hard. So thank you so much, Coach Laika, for joining me this evening.
Thank you for having me. It's always a great opportunity to talk to like-minded individuals. And I've listened to a number of your episodes and I can see that you have really great naman na same values. So I'm excited to talk to you about this today.
Thank you so much. I didn't know you were listening to the episode and I'm really happy that you did. So this episode talaga is something close to me because as a person, I really set a lot of goals. I always mark my 5-year plan or even my 10-year plan. May mga short term din ako and I look back and always just check them kung na-achieve ko ba or hindi. And goal setting and meeting milestones is really important to me. So to you, Coach, how important is the goal setting part in all the individuals in terms of planning their career and planning of their growth? And just linking it to your podcast, when do they try hard, right? Even though, parang may bad connotation, di ba? Paminsan, you think about parang trying hard ka, which you've discussed in your podcast. So, I want to hear more about that.
You know, babalik ko lang. I had to listen to a number of your episodes. Not because you asked me to do it. Actually, you didn't naman. But I'm the type of person who would over-prepare just to make sure that at least I did my part. And yeah. I guess that is being a try hard in a nutshell. Like whatever opportunity you're awarded to, like this conversation with you, this I see it as an opportunity to build a friendship or to reach, say, an even wider audience even, and to impart what I know to a different set of people. So because I see it as an opportunity, I will try my hardest to get to that point. Now, when it comes to setting goals, I think I feel the same way, actually. I was like that before. Life had to take me on a roller coaster ride with Team Laika before I realized that, you know, writing things down on paper and trying to follow everything to the letter, tapos on a schedule, it really doesn't work out that way. So sa akin, you know how people would say, aim high, shoot low. Hindi naman shoot low, pero if you reach for, if you try to reach for the stars, you may end up landing on the trees. That's kind of how it is for me.
Yeah.
Like you set these goals, but you have realistic expectations naman in the, I mean, the situation that you're in right now. What kind of access do you have? What kind of skills do you have? And then, of course, looking way past that goal into the person you're trying to be. Like one of the things I like talking to people about is who you become means more than what you become. And the moment that we measure ourselves and our worth when it comes to, say, the amount of money that you have on the bank or the number of followers or subscribers you have, that's the time that things will take a dip. Because you are now gauging your own worth with things that you can't control versus the character that you could build, whether you get to that level of success or not. So yeah, that's kind of how I see things.
It's really interesting. I've been listening to Get Hired already. Because personally, I love listening to all work-related topics. And it's really something close to my heart. I'm a corporate rat. So it's really something that I'm very passionate or very relatable to me. So when you're really trying hard, napaisip ako, wow, trying hard, di ba parang ganun yung, ano, yung iniisip ng tao, parang ang negative. But well, when I was listening to all your episodes and how you were sharing those stories, nag-gets ko, oo nga, bakit nga ba? What's so bad to try hard, right? Kung kahit mag-trying hard tayo, because it's our life. We can do whatever we want. It is our one shot to achieve whatever dreams that we have. And I guess there's nothing wrong with being like that and being proactive in how we achieve our dreams. I think one aspect that we also need to learn is how to say no. I've always been saying this. Guilty ako. It's a work in progress for me when to say no. Kasi ako yung klaseng tao na kapag may hiningi ka, parang mahihiya akong mag-say ng no. So gagawin ko na lang. So ang nangyayari is magkapatong-patong siya. And then after a while, ako yung parang ma-overwhelm, right? Because nahihiya ako pa natin. Nauuna yung hiya. So, have you experienced that, Coach Laika? And how do you deal with those things?
I'm still learning when it comes to that. You know, I was actually born into a Christian family. My dad was a pastor. So, just for context, if you're a pastor's kid, kayo yung lahat ng community. So, if someone gets sick, someone encounters an accident, my parents would, kahit at any hour yan within the day, minsan 3 a.m., 2 a.m., they would get up and then bring the family, rescue whatever person is in trouble. So that was my lifestyle. It's really a life of service, even when I was a kid. So yung idea lang na saying no to people who need your help, my air quotes yun, parang sobrang lost niya sa akin, sobrang foreign niya sa akin. It wasn't until I realized that sometimes, diba, if we keep being this lifeboat for other people, it can be actually bad for them and bad for you. Number one, bad for them because they may have an unrealistic expectation of the world. Na parang every time they're in trouble, there will be someone to rescue them, which isn't good. Because again, a lot of the things that we have to learn through experience. So we have to let people go through that experience. Let them learn because that is how they become better persons, diba, in the long term. So we have to let them fail. That's another principle. The second thing, it's bad for you. Kasi two things, it's either you get parang enslaved by the entire process or you develop this type of messianic complex. Na parang, okay, everyone needs me. The world needs me. Now you have an unrealistic view of yourself din. Na parang, this is what I have to do. So you're tired na nga. Tapos you're compelled pa to do these things. It really isn't healthy for everyone. So that is how parang okay na sell sa akin yung idea na I have to say no. And when it comes to that, you have to have people in around you who will hold you accountable. Like setting this up mission, diba? Parang sa akin, exactly. Of course, I would say no to say yes to everyone pala. But I have a business partner who would say, okay, you can say yes to all of them, but ito lang yung libreng day mo for the week. So you have to pick and choose kung sino yung kasama mo for this week. Kaya ngayon, magkasama tayo. So again, there has to be a balance because we have to help each other out. Pero not just help each other out, but you have to learn how to help people help themselves. So that is kind of where I'm trying to go these past few years.
And it's amazing. I know you got the top spot, right, in your civil service exam when you completed it. And after that, you started making free content on YouTube just to help others, you know, pass their aptitude exam also. And that alone really says a lot about your willingness to help and your passion to help others. And it's really admirable, Coach Laika, in all these things that we do, that you do for the people and how you pay it forward. Now that we've talked about, you know, just trying hard to reach our goal, trying hard to do more and learning how to say no, I want to focus more, and this is the meat of this conversation for me, is when do we need to learn how to let go? Because most of the time, people are so stuck with all the investments that they've done, whether it's emotionally, whether it's physically, whether it's monetary investments, right? And certain things that may or may not really work well for them to the point that sometimes they get burnt out or drained, that it's really not good for them. And the only thing that's keeping them from stopping or from letting go is because they think ang dami na nilang nagawa dyan, when in fact it's all sunk cost to them, di ba? So as a person that, you know, for me, I'm very goal oriented, there's life also throw a lot of situations to me. kahit anong plano na gawin ko, at the end of the day, may bagong ibibigay sa akin na problema at challenge na kailangan kong harapin. And kahit gano'n ako uncomfortable, I just really need to face it, diba? And sometimes that's where we sidetrack or pivot to a different, I guess, direction in our life. And we need to let go. So, for you, Coach Laika, when do you think people should let go? And this is going to be four things. So we'll tackle one by one. On first, the jobs. Second, the dreams, the goals that we have, the thing that na akala natin, gusto natin, pero apparently hindi pala para sa atin. Relationships with family, friends, or anyone, or expectations of people of us. And lastly, regrets. So those are the four things I want to discuss like with you in this episode. So maybe we'll start first with jobs.
All right. I made an episode about this a few weeks ago. Someone asked me a question kasi, how do I respond, coach, if someone asks me, what are my deal breakers?
Correct.
Tapos, ang ganda nung question na yun. Kasi I think it's a question that we all have to ask ourselves. Every time you enter a company or even start your own business, basta anything corporate, magandang tanong yun eh. Actually, hindi na sa corporate, but sa life eh. What are your deal breakers? Now, sa akin, sa job, specifically, doon napapasok yung sagot ko rin with the same question na yun. So if anything is immoral, if anything is illegal, if anything is not aligned sa aking values, then that's the time for me to let go. Now, yun yung safe bet doon. But again, we understand that on top of that, pwede rin may ibang mga situations. Like correct. If your boss is abusive, right?
Yeah.
If, you know, there are things happening that you really just are not comfortable to do. Hindi naman siya illegal, hindi naman siya immoral, hindi ka lang talaga komportable. Then that's the time that you may have to consider letting go. I guess the problem when it comes to letting go pagdating sa jobs lang talaga is, are we setting ourselves up for success? Like, do you have savings? Diba? Meron ka bang enough na padding for you to quit your job and then wait for another opportunity to come through? Kasi if you don't have savings, diba, para wala kang exit strategy, wala kang plans, you will be forced to say yes to things that you don't necessarily agree. So, yun yung sa akin. Parang, okay, if hindi, nandun siya sa deal breakers ko, if it's immoral, illegal, not aligned with my values, then I would have to let go. Another thing would be, again, very practical. If you don't see yourself in the same company in the long run, like, okay, wala akong progress dito, walang growth, walang opportunities, walang trainings, alang kahit ano, nag-stagnate na ako dito na ako for 3 years, same position, same pay. If that's the truth and you feel uncomfortable about it, then maybe it's the time that you could let go. Yun lang yung for me.
Agree. Alam mo, tinamaan ako dun sa episode na yan. What are you talking about? Because so there was a point in time that I actually do need to choose whether I should let go for a job or not. Usually kasi pagka nakasanayan na natin na nandun na tayo and we see a future in it, we tend to get attached, right? And sometimes, ang hirap talaga na parang sabihin na, okay, let go ko na to, but this is not working for me. And then you start thinking of what if sa kabilang side. What if ganito din sa kabila? What if mararanasan ko din to? What if mali yung decision ko, di ba? Ang daming what ifs eh, in those situations.
Yeah. And I love that you brought that up eh. Yung what ifs. Kasi one of the things that I also try to share to most people is this. You have to take ownership over your decisions.
Correct.
Kasi it kills us eh. Slow and painful death yun eh. Yung parang, what if I did this? What if yung course ko na pinili is this? Kasi these days, ang number one question sa akin across all platforms is, anong course ang kukunin ko? Or anong career ang ititake ko? And sa akin, if you make a decision, commit to it. Tapos if it doesn't work, find something else, then commit to that. Because every time nalilingon ka, wala kang pupunta. Like, even if, di ba, we talk about the analogy of you walking, right? If you're walking down the street, kung lingon ka ng lingon, hindi ka makaka-take ng step forward. So, hindi ka gagalaw. Ikot ka lang na ikot sa same spot. So, sa akin, just do it for you. Sa totoo lang, do it for you. Na if I make a decision, I'll try hanggang kaya ko. If it doesn't work out, I pivot. Pero I have to let go of that. And yung letting go of that, actually, kasama din yung forgiving yourself for making maybe the wrong decision. But taking with you all the lessons that you learned through the process, it wasn't just a bad experience. Kasi sa akin, everything is a learning experience. Eh. From the good, you learn what to do. From the bad, you learn what not to do. So, pulutin mo na lahat ng mapupulot mong gems doon. And then bring it to your next decision. Tapos, hindi na kailangan lumingon paulit-ulit. Siguro lingon na lang just to look back and see kung saan ka na nanggaling. Or maybe to revisit some of the lessons that you learned. Pero hindi for you to regret things. Because if you do that, mapipilay ka lang for your next move.
Agree. I like that you touch on regret, which is the other thing I want to focus on letting go. Because I agree. Most of the time, we try to find the perfect choice or the perfect solution to our problem. When in fact, wala namang kasing perfect na scenario. Kahit anong piliin natin, may ibang outcome yan. And we've seen it like, let's just go on movies, right? When people have time machine, they go back and they try to change things. At the end of the day, they realize, sana pala we can go back to what how it was before, di ba? Parang realizing that kung ano, kahit anong pagpalit mo, at the end of the day, whatever happened was meant to happen. And you've learned things and you've become who you are today because of those things that you've learned along the way. Like, gusto ko yung nasabi mo, Coach, na you just pick up all those things that you've learned and learn to forgive yourself. Kasi that's another thing, eh. We're too hard on ourselves. Parang true. Simpleng bagay lang, di ba? Parang, bakit ko ba ginawa yan? Bakit ko inaisip yan? Dapat hindi ko na lang ginawa yan? Dapat ganyan? When in fact, we should really let go of those regrets.
Yeah. So you may have failed, but that doesn't mean you're a failure.
Exactly. How about those dreams naman? Ito, I think that's one thing that we're so attached. And then, life is just mean that way, that they will throw you in different kinds of situations na hindi mo ina-expect. Like, if you ask me, I would never expect to be doing a podcast right now, or I did not ever imagine that I would be working in a bank, for example. Parang those things weren't really something I was dreaming about before. I don't regret it now. I mean, it led me to who I am today. But parang there were dreams that in our childhood or even as we grow, na we hold so dear to our heart that we don't want to let go.
Yeah, I love what you said, no? Na parang, yeah, it was my dream before, pero I don't regret it. Like, you followed it up quickly with that already. In a way, embedded na dun yung sagot when we let go of dreams. Sa akin kasi, I try to see dreams, personal dreams, as parang alternate realities.
Correct.
Sorry, medyo parang MCU Marvel type or science-y
okay.
Description, no? Pero, like, alternate realities. Like, if I made this decision, if I committed to this, I probably would be a lawyer right now. Sa akin, that is a huge decision for me. So when I was younger, I wanted to be a lawyer. And I was in UP Law when I decided to quit UP to the second time na yun. Quit UP the second time so I can wow. focus on content creation. Ang thinking ko was that, kasi mas kailangan to ngayon. Maybe in the future, in 5 years, I could go back to law school. Pero right now, actually, parang nararamdaman ko na rin na hindi na ganun ka-strong yung need for me. To be a lawyer because my dream shifted already. And hindi naman siya worthless kasi I learned that yung aspect na yon ng pagiging lawyer still naman nasa akin pa rin eh. It's just one phase of who I am right now. And whatever things nga din na during the process, bit-bit ko pa rin siya hanggang ngayon. I think the frustration comes when we don't understand that things change and our dreams can evolve with it. For example, sa akin, if you told me when I was younger na, oh, you'll be a content creator. Anong klase content creator? You'll be on the internet. And ano, 90s baby ako eh. So, ang internet then was just numbers, just blogs. So, it yeah. wasn't part of yung listahan ng potential na you could be. Plus, YouTube wasn't monetized when I started making videos. So, the idea is so foreign because apparently the place that I was supposed to be in wasn't even invented yet at that time. One of the things I want to share na rin to encourage all of you guys is sometimes when we see our dreams na hindi nangyayari, we think that we are too small for our dreams or we are not enough for our dreams. When in fact, kadalasan, there's just a bigger dream. Your dream is too small for the dream that you're designed to have. And again, when I talk about yung size din, ha, hindi naman yung, okay, my followers ka or you're doing this at scale, or in my case, kasi it's an advocacy, a movement eh, that's far yeah. bigger than me as an individual. Hindi naman ganun eh. For example, I see one of my mentors, the attorney Janet Villa, I also had her on the show. She basically quit being a lawyer, parang big-time lawyer, to go into writing. And then even that, and teaching, she quit to go into motherhood. Now, some people would say, di ba parang, bakit parang may dissension? Mababa yung roles. Pero hindi eh, kasi wala namang levels ang dreams. So if you look to your right and you have a sister who dreams to be a homemaker, a housewife, that is not a smaller dream than, say, a brother who wants to be a big shot attorney. It's just a different dream. So we should allow ourselves to explore that aspect then. Na parang not fulfilling your dream doesn't make you a failure as well. It's just that, well, things change. And maybe my destiny is bigger than yung first na imagine ko. Kasi mas maliit yung bilib ko sa sarili ko.
Gusto ko yung analogy na yun. Totoo yan. Actually, guilty ako dyan. I'm not saying that where I am right now is bigger than my dream before, but most of the time, ginugulat talaga tayo on what we are capable of. I have zero idea that I could do content or I could just produce content. Before talaga, if you tell me I'll be doing this, I'm like, huh, yeah, right, no. But, diba parang, it's really amazing how life throws you in certain situations and you get to learn new things about yourself that you're apparently capable to do, and that apparently whatever dreams you had before was based on whatever experience you had. Now, like what you said, you experience new things, your dreams pivoted and shifted to a different dream now because you were able to experience other things, diba? And from there, one more thing I actually like what you said about is yung parang feel ng mga tao, bakit bumababa? When in fact, hindi siya bumababa because like what you said nga, dreams don't really have a level or a measure. Whatever works for you, whatever works for other people, that is your dream. You do you, diba? And I guess it's just coming from how people are thinking or what people are gonna say when in reality, it's your life and not theirs.
You hit it right on the spot. It's that. I think if we remove yung pressure lang of yung people judging you or measuring your success. And sa totoo lang ha, ewan ko kung, it probably won't be the first time that you'll hear this. But you shouldn't be too mindful of yung perspective ng other people about you. Because they're all too busy minding theirs, yung perspective ng people about them. As in, if you talk to people, and I've had the privilege then of like talking to you, Mish, right now, and I think we're aligned din dito, a lot of my other friends, na parang, ang successful na nila or ang tataas na ng narating nila or ang lalaki ng platforms nila. Pero they go through this exact same journey. They still feel insignificant. They still feel that they're not successful enough compared to other people. And I've even had situations, I was in a conversation with the exact person that I thought people were comparing me to. Tapos, ganun yung feeling niya rin towards me. Like, nagkatinginan kami na parang, okay, na-insecure ako sa'yo kasi successful. Tapos, ako nga, ikaw sa'yo eh. Tapos, nagtawa na lang kami kasi parang, okay, we're creating our own monsters. Parang gano'n. So, if we focus on, again, self-improvement na lang. Like, ano yung pwede kong takeaway? Am I a better person now than I was yesterday? Ano yung mga habits na I still need to form or work on? Then, I guess, again, success and all of these things that we talk about will be just a healthy side effect of doing that. Because if you're a good person, if you're an excellent person, a disciplined person, new opportunities na yan will just come.
I agree. You know, it's also one thing for us to let go of what people are saying about, caring about what people say about us and letting go of all the negative comments that we see. Because at the end of the day, we know who we are, we know what we're doing, we know how we affect other people, and other people would see it too. So it's up to us to be able to move past that and just do what we want to do minus what other people are saying. So I guess the other thing I want to talk about is, you know, letting go of relationships that we have, whether it's relationships romantically or whether it's with friends. One thing na lagi kong narinig na ang dami-dami mong kaibigan habang nasa school ka. And then after mo graduate, nababawasan yung mga kaibigan mo. So when do you let go of those kinds of relationship or those people that you actually mingle or talk with?
Ano ba? Actually, it's harder to let go of friends than it is sa romantic relationship.
Totoo.
From my experience. Mas masakit eh. Mas masakit. Kasi I guess, sa romantic relationships, minsan defensive pa tayo na parang, okay, I'm investing, I'm trusting, pero meron kang onting reservations. Pagdating sa friendship, hindi natin ginagawa yun eh. Like, if you click with this person, even if you met just one time, you feel na, okay, soulmate ko siya. Friends kami forever. And we make those promises, right? I remember when I was in grade school, nag-bury pa kami ng time capsule, me and a classmate. Tapos that afternoon, dinigap niya rin kasi nag-away kami. So, ganun yung ideas natin sometimes when it comes to friendships. And nakakatawa yung anecdote na yun. No, my sister says this too eh. Friends come for a reason or for a season. Ibig sabihin, they're there to teach you something in life. And then, pag natutunan mo na at naturo mo na rin yung kailangan niyang matutunan from you, then life will just take its toll. Tapos wala, maghiwalay lang kayo. Pwede rin for a season, na-outgrow mo yung friend mo, na-outgrow ka niya. Or talagang wala lang fit, walang opportunity kasi you're no longer in the same school. Right? Like what you said. You know, friendships usually fizzle out if wala nang effort on both parties. And again, fate isn't putting you two together all the time. Kasi natural yung death ng friendships kapag wala nung convenience of being correct, in the same class or in the same office, right? I think you really have kasi to invest then when it comes to friendships. Do you pursue your friends? Hindi yun sa paniligaw na context, ha? Pero do you really schedule time with them? Or kahit na hindi, okay lang din naman. So depende rin sa friendship eh. So you could have friends naman na you haven't seen in years, pero every time you see each other, it's like, no, wala namang lumipas na oras. Ang question na lang talaga would be, ibig sabihin ba nun, hindi na kayo friends? If you don't see each other all the time, if you don't talk to each other every night, ibig sabihin ba hindi na kayo friends? Mm. I have friends right now na siguro 3 years ago ko pa last nakita. For every time na meron kami encounter, kahit na sa Viber lang yan or sa Messenger lang yan, we try to make it as meaningful as possible. So we do talk about deep things. How are you? May existential crisis ako. I need help. So may SOS ka with your friends. Pero watching them succeed in their own fields is enough for me. Parang okay na yun. Hindi naman kailangan na lagi kami magkakasama. Like, you have to redefine the way we see friendships. Now, sa letting go ng friendships, I think isa lang din ang possible na reason dyan. Ano na talaga, may difference in values. And the thing is, you don't need to fight that person. Sa akin na, parang, that's one thing I learned the hard way. You don't need to sever ties with people. You just need to let the friendship die a natural death. Kasi it will. Kasi you're too different eh. Ganun lang talaga. You're too different to be friends. You're no longer pursuing time with each other. Wala. Ano na lang yun, mag-fizzle out na yun. And then maybe in 10 years, maybe you can revisit it. Kasi that's another aspect of letting go of friendships. It doesn't mean naman na you let go of your friendship right now. You can't be friends in the future. Sa akin, mas maganda if we can leave the door open. So again, let it die, it's natural death. Pero kung mag-resurrect siya in 20 years, kapag ibang tao ka na at ibang tao na siya, then maybe you could restart something. But ang catch is that it's not going to be the same. And kasi ibang tao na rin kayo. And it's going to be a new process of getting to know each other. Itong bagong tao na ito. And it applies to romantic relationships as well. So pwede naman eh, di ba?
Totoo.
Childhood sweetheart mo, nagkahiwalay kayo, nag-mature kayo both, nag-meet kayo. Pero you have to both understand that even if you used to have feelings for this same person before, you're going to have to get to know this new person in front of you. Kasi aspect na lang yan ng kung sino siya. Ibang tao na siya ngayon. And you have to give each other that opportunity to reintroduce yourselves. So yun yung take when it comes to friendships. Try not to be assertful.
No. I love what you said about outgrowing someone in any relationship. And I just want to like talk about that. You know, oftentimes that's one of the reasons why we let go of some friendship, why we don't align with other people that we used to align with, right? Because we outgrow them or they outgrow us. And that's not bad, right? I mean, it's the normal course of life that there's certain things that happens to us and to them that makes us move in a different direction. So what are your thoughts about, you know, specifically on those things, that outgrowing a friend? And some people kasi feel bad about it. Eh, na parang I feel like hindi na kami pantay ng motivations, hindi na kami parehas ng dreams, hindi na kami parehas ng vision. And I feel like this friendship is not working as it was before. But parang ang sama ko or something like that, right?
Again, outgoing a person doesn't mean that you hate them. Yun kasi, I guess, sa Filipino culture lalo. Parang, bakit hindi na kay friends? Ayaw mo na ba sa kanya? Hindi ko siya ayaw, tita. Di ba? Ganun usually eh. Parang, hindi ko na nakikita yung best friend mo lagi. Ayaw mo na ba siya? Hindi naman po. Nag-away ba kayo? Hindi naman po. It's just that again, yung circumstances are different right now. So you don't necessarily hate that person. Again, yun yung sinabi ko rin kanina, you have to keep the door open then as much as possible. So try not to be hurtful. Yun lang talaga, na parang try to be kind pa rin, try to want to be understanding pa rin. But again, you have to understand that when we let go because you are outgrowing each other, it's not just because you have your own needs. You're actually doing this for the other person as well. So it may not seem like that right now. It may seem like parang ang selfish ko naman kung mag-walk away ako from this friendship. Or if hindi na ako habol ng habol na mag-message or meet naman tayo. Kasi minsan ganun eh, ma-feel mo yun. Parang ikaw na lang yung may gusto na lagi kayo magkita pero hindi na nag-reciprocate ng other party. Just take a step back. Just let them breathe then. Give them room to grow. Kasi that's necessary. You know, one of the things na I noticed din in life is this. There are people talaga who will never change their perspective of you or yung baniniwala na nila sa'yo. Like, for example, if someone says na parang, ah, si Laika, masungit yan. Or, ah, si Laika, ganito yan. Kasi they met me in a season of my life na sobrang socially anxious ako at hindi ako at all nagsasalita. And then, right now na sabihin na natin, I speak in public, sobrang mind-blown sila na parang, ano nangyari? Parang ganun. Or, di ba ganito ka? Parang binabalik pa rin nila lagi kung sino ka before. And that is a simple na analogy. Pero for other people, it's different eh. Kasi sasabihin nila, di ba tamad ka? Di ba ganito ka? So usually negative. And the thing is, if we stay dun sa circle na yun, sa bubble na yun, where everyone around you believes that you are a certain way, darating yung panahon na you will just be that person. Kasi yun lang yung expectations sa'yo. So yes, minsan, we have to walk away from those na bilog na mga sobrang walled na society. So we can have our own space to grow. Bigyan natin yung opportunity sa sarili natin na i-reintroduce it to other people who will have a clean slate sa kung sino ka. So you can redefine who you are. Learn new habits. Diba? Reintroduce yourself to society. Kasi kung laging may iba na nag-i-introduce sa'yo, diba? Yan, ganito yan, ganito yan, ganito yan. Wala na. Clouded na yung perspective ng ibang tao. And in my life, I've experienced that actually. This person who I am right now is vastly different sa kung sino ako before. And I'm grateful that life actually made it happen na I was basically cut off from the people that I was with before. And that gave me the opportunity to understand that, okay, I'm not everything they say about me pala. Na parang I'm making these choices that is turning me into a different person than I was before. And now I'm grateful na nawala sila sa akin. So, ganun lang talaga eh. And again, at the end of the day, just try to be a better person.
Yeah, I guess we just need to be at peace with whatever decision that we make. Whether we push or whether we stop or let go. I think most of the time, whatever those decisions are, we need to remind ourselves na napag-isipan natin, hindi naman siguro tayo impulsive when we do our decision, that there were reasons why we chose to choose that path versus otherwise, right? So, I think another last thing I want to talk about in terms of just letting go is people's expectation of us. Kasi kadalasan, we live with what, di ba, parang hindi lang naman, hindi tayo lalayo. Expectation ng mga magulang natin sa atin, di ba? Growing up, they have these expectations of you and you want to be the good child and live up to those expectations. And then, napapatong yan as you go to work. There are expectations of people around you and how you need to work, how you need to perform. And sometimes, those expectations cloud us kasi parang nahuhubog yung ginagawa natin at yung mga decision natin because of those expectations. But in reality, if they don't align with us, we need to also learn how to let go of those expectations and see what do we really want to achieve or what do we want to do for ourselves. What do you think, Coach?
Yeah, may metaphor ako dyan eh. Para kang punta sa restaurant na hindi ikaw ang namili ng restaurant. Hindi ikaw ang nag-order. Pero ikaw ang kakain. And higit sa lahat, ikaw ang magbabayad. Now, if that idea sounds good to you kasi ayaw mo ng ownership sa life mo, go ahead. Kasi there are people who are like that eh. And I think, again, bumalik na lang sa idea ng ownership mo. it's a crutch for a lot of people. So they would say, ah, kasi you're expecting too much from me, or you're putting too much pressure on me, kaya I turned out to be like this.
Yeah.
Or you're asking me to do this, ganyan-ganyan, sinunod ko lang naman kayo, so naging ganito ako, so this is your fault. But at the end of the day, we have to understand that it was still us who said na, sige, you can choose the restaurant. It was still you sitting there quietly while this person is perusing yung menu, kasi hindi ka na nagsasalita. Siya yung tumawag ng waiter, nandun ka lang, di ba, you're doing nothing. Bahala na, bahala ka na. Ganun tayo minsan. And then, of course, pag dumating yung bill, tayo yung mag-upay. Tapos, turo na natin sila, hindi ko naman gusto kumain dun eh. Ikaw naman yung pumili nung pagkain, hindi nga masarap eh. Ikaw magbayad. Hindi pwede eh. Kasi consequences nangyayari sa atin.
Okay.
So, ano ibig sabihin dun? It's either you will let yung expectations ng ibang tao dictate your life and then own that na lang. Sige, bahala ka na. Gusto mo na lang yung buhay na ituturo ka ng ibang may kasalanan. Or, you can take the reins and say na, okay, these are your expectations of me. I may not be able to meet that, pero kasi I have this other expectation, set of expectations for myself. So, ikaw dun sa part na yun, pwede ka na mag-dictate. So, it's not going to be a certain amount on my bank account. Pwede naman, pero maybe it's hindi siya attainable. So, ito lang yung kaya ko, di ba? Maybe it's not yung career path na gustong-gusto ng everyone for me. But ito yung dream ko eh. Okay. And again, you can keep that to your heart naman, close to your chest. Hindi mo kailangan sabihin out loud. But then at the end of the day, you would just say na, but this is my decision. Now, if things don't work out, hindi mo meet yung expectation na lang, hindi mo meet yung expectation. Well, you can just say na, yeah, but I made that decision, so I have to live with those consequences. And then pivot again. Kasi, you know, one of the most underrated skills sa buhay is the skill of moving on.
Correct.
A lot of people like wallowing in self-pity. And hindi ako immune dyan. Like, I would, kasi ano ako eh, sobrang extreme doer ako, overthinker, socially anxious. So, talagang niron ko, play-by-play yung buong araw ko. Saan na kailan ako nag-stutter, ano yung mali kong ginawa, ganyan. Tapos, i-redo ko pa yon sa buhay. Kasi may mga flowchart ako ng conversations, this is what I should have said. Kung sinabi ko to, ito yung sasabihin niya. Parang, I used to be like that. It wasn't until actually last year na I started cutting myself some slack. The world is in a global pandemic. Diba? Tapos parang ganun pa rin ako sa sarili ko. Parang hindi. Let's not waste this opportunity. Kasi ang benefit of working from home is you don't need to be this person so people would invite you out for lunch. Hindi na eh. Wala na nung passing social pressure. Diba? Parang if whatever I do it for myself. I do it because it's what's asked of me. And if I do a little extra, it's because that's the person I want to be. So we have to get to that point, I guess. And understand na ito pa yung isang malaking truth na I know you probably already know. If you follow everyone's expectations, walang mangyayari sa atin. Like, di ba yung anecdote about the man and his son and a donkey? Tama ba yun? Yung parang, they were walking, tapos yung son was riding the donkey, and then someone said, ang bata-bata mo, ba't hindi mo pa pasakayin yung tatay mo? Tapos sumakay yung tatay, tapos sabihan naman yung tatay na, bakit ikaw yung nakasakay sa donkey? Bakit hindi? Eventually, they just carry the donkey, diba? Ganun yung buhay eh. Walang magiging masaya. But I guess we just need to also fight for the right to be happy with ourselves and to be happy with even the bad parts and the bad decisions that we made. Kasi we are all a work in progress. There's a sort of poetry when we think about how we leave this earth with nothing, right?
Yeah.
At the end of your life, diba? Ano ba tayo? We are just going to be names in stone. And ako, single ako. So, di ba, I don't know if people would live on to tell stories about me as I do with my lolo. So, wala akong ganun eh.
Mm-hmm.
Pero ang tanong na lang would be, yung person na yun at the end of your life, have you given all you could? Have you become the person that you can truly be? Like, that is all we owe to ourselves. To make this experience something that would turn us into a better person in the future.
That's a very good way to end the podcast. I don't think I could say anything to top that. So before I end this podcast, and I always ask this to my guests, Coach Laika, what is a common misconception about you?
Na madadala ko, tsaka socially, di ba, parang adept in real life. I'm actually very quiet, very shy. And I was never comfortable with the spotlight. And I still am not. It's funny kasi my business partner, and she's the one who works behind the scenes, does the emails, so basically yeah. siya yung mahilig mag-picture, siya yung mahilig, like, she would set up my podcasting gear, tapos magma-mic test siya, ganun, ganun. Like, natuwa siya sa voice niya, sa ears niya, sa akin. So, I'm not like that. But I guess in many ways, it's a good thing because now I can tell other introverts or socially anxious people like me that, yeah, it's possible. And this is the time for it to happen for you. Kasi we can create content right in the comfort of our room. This 3x4 meter room that I lived in for the past 5 years. Dito pinanganak lahat ng mga content na yun. So go and try harder. Try to be a better person. And even if you're afraid, hindi yan ano, limitation for you. Just keep pushing.
Thank you so much, Coach Laika. Do you want to plug Get Hired and Trying Hard?
Sure. If you're looking for a job, maybe Get Hired could help you out. We try to answer the common job interview questions there. And if you want more, ano ba, madrama, open heart surgery, hard conversations like why smart people don't try hard or what do you do when you fail or succeed, that would be the Trying Hard podcast. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach Laika. It's really nice that you were able to join me tonight. And it's really an insightful conversation. And very truly happy and grateful that I have you tonight in this episode. Thank you.
That's it for today's episode of Mishconceptions. If you enjoyed it, please share this online and with your friends. Don't forget to like our Facebook page, Mishconceptions Podcast, and do follow us on Instagram at Mishconceptions. See you in the next.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.